We are doing Ta'anit. We're holding the second chapter, the second Mishnah in Ta'anit. And we had learned that this chapter is going to focus on what exactly do we do when we have these last seven fasts, the seven fasts that are really in the month of Teves, where all the people fast and close their shops and they have 24-hour long fasts, Monday, Thursday, praying for rain. What do we do? So we said they used to take out the ark to the city square where they might have had a mock shul. And they might have had this little form of an open shul that the whole square was considered a shul. And they'd put ash on top of the ark and on the head of the prince and the chief justice, and everyone would put on top of them. And the elder would give them rebuke, reminding them that in the city of Nineveh they were saved because of their actions, because they changed their deeds. The external isn't what's critical, it's the internal, what type of people we are. Now we're up to Mishnah Bet. Amidu batfilam. They stood up to pray, and they're praying the Shachris prayer, but the Mincha and the Maariv prayer were all the same, the Mincha and the Ne'ilah prayer. Moridin lifnei ha-teiva, they'd set up a Shaliach Tzibur who was Zaken v'ragil. He was aged, he was an old, one of the older people of the congregation, preferably a wise old person.
Why does it say ragil?
V'ragil, and someone who is accustomed to reading Tanakh, so that he is familiar with the verses. And ideally, the criterion we're going to read here is a criterion which is ideal for anyone who's going to be a Shaliach Tzibur. In Halacha, it's quoted that we try to get a Shaliach Tzibur all year long who has the following traits. He has to be ragil, accustomed to reading the verses in Tanakh, so that when they show up in his prayer, he'll know how to read them correctly. V'yesh lo banim. And he has children. He knows that they're expecting food from him, and he's more pressured. Children give a person pressure. He knows he has to feed them. He has to take care of them. Ubeito reikam, and his house is empty. And here there are multiple understandings. Either that he is poor, he has no food left at home, he has nothing left, and that in such a state, he's going to pray with full intent. Or else it means his house is empty of aveirot, that he never had a bad reputation. No one ever said something bad about him, even in his youth. And we search for a Baal Tefillah like that all year long. Kedei sheyehei libo shalem batfilah, so that his heart will be whole in the prayer. V'omer lifneihem, and this Shaliach Tzibur says before the people, when he reaches the Shmoneh Esrei, so we add six blessings to the Shmoneh Esrei. So he says before them, 24 brachot, 24 blessings. Shmoneh Esrei shebechol yom, the 18 that we ordinarily say, umosifin aleihem ot shesh, and we add another six. Ve'ilu hen. Mishnah Gimel.
Like Chazarat Hashatz.
What?
So Chazarat Hashatz.
Yeah. Ve'ilu hen, and the following are the six blessings that the Shaliach Tzibur adds. Zichronot v'shofarot. It begins, Ata Zocher, Hashem, you remember everything that's happened in the world. Ata Nigleta, you appeared. Just like we say on Rosh Hashanah, Zichronot and Shofarot. So we begin, we add two blessings, just as on Rosh Hashanah, and these are where we mention the memory of the Jewish people, our merits, our history before God, and the blowing of trumpets that's to arouse mercy. Those are the two blessings that we add right after Goel Yisrael.
All this after Goel.
After Goel Yisrael, before Refa'inu, we add these six. Then we say, El Hashem Batzarat Ali Karati. He adds that chapter 120 in Tehillim. And after he finishes that chapter, he concludes with a blessing. And we will see that blessing at We'll see that blessing in the next Mishnah. Then he goes on, so that's the third blessing he adds. The third blessing is basically chapter 120 in Tehillim, and then he concludes with, Hashem, now please hear our prayer and a blessing. Esayinai la'arim, he says chapter 121, and then he concludes chapter 121 in Tehillim, and he concludes with a blessing. That's the fourth added blessing in this Shmoneh Esrei. Mima'amakim kraticha Hashem, that's chapter 130. And again, we will see how he concludes it in the next Mishnah. And that's the fifth added blessing. Tefillah la'aniki yatov, that's chapter 102. And again, he concludes the chapter with a blessing. And those are the six added blessings. Meaning, the first two are zichonot and shofarot, complete blessings, like the institution on Rosh Hashanah. The next four are really chapters in Tehillim with a blessing conclusion. Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'haya tzarich lomar zichonot b'shofarot. He didn't have to add that. Ela omer techtehen, but rather, instead of them, he says, Ra'av ki yevaretz, diver ki yevaretz. He says the verses in King Solomon's institution of the temple. King Solomon said, all kinds of afflictions that will be, the Jewish people will turn to you, Hashem, to this house, and you'll help them out. He says that in place of zichronot. Then he goes on to Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, where he discusses God's prophecy about the time of famine. And each one of these has its own conclusion. But instead of zichronot and shofarot, he says these chapters. Let's review this opinion. So at any rate, everyone agrees that we had six blessings, and that the last four are chapters in Tehillim, and then we conclude with a request and a blessing. But the question is, are the first two added blessings, are they like Rosh Hashanah, Zichonot, and Shofarot, or are they also chapters in Tanakh with a conclusion of a request and a blessing? And now the next Mishnah explains how do we actually conclude these chapters, meaning just saying a chapter is not an added blessing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So how do we get 24 blessings? So the Mishnah says like this. He begins with the blessing of Ga'al Yisrael, and that's why that's called the first one. Even though technically it's not the first added one, it's the first blessing where we will add an addition. So that's why we will enumerate the first, the second, up to the seventh. We said you add six, right. But we're not counting number one, the first added blessing. We're counting number one, the blessing of Goel Yisrael, which is a blessing within Shmoneh Esrei. But because we break that blessing and introduce more requests, that's what the Mishnah refers to as blessing number one. Clear? If I start my count from the blessing that's really in Shmoneh Esrei, I'm going to end up with seven, even though only six are extra. Clear?
Yeah, what Shmoneh Esrei is this?
The Shmoneh Esrei prayer, Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah on fast days. In Chazal's time, when they had a fast day, every fast day had Ne'ilah. Mm-hmm. We only do it on Yom Kippur. Let's wait till we get there.
Okay. That's generally the answer.
We'll get there. No. We'll get there.
I'm just kidding.
Al Rishona. So on the blessing of Ga'al Yisrael, which is Goel Yisrael, which is really part of the Shmoneh Esrei, who Omer, so he adds the following. He says,
this is the blessing before Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Right?
No, he says Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. He starts Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Ta Hashem Ken Lekav Sein Lekav Avraham. Baruch Ta Hashem Again Avraham. Ata Gibor Baruch Ta Mechayim Etim. Ata Kadosh Akel Kadosh. Reivon Yenu. When he hits Reivon Yenu, so then he says Reivon Yenu. Reinovon Yenu. Reivon Yenu. Ugalenu meira leman shemecha. When he reaches the word leman shemecha, he says, "Aneinu Hashem, aneinu. Answer us, Hashem. Answer us." And he goes through the whole request of aneinu, and then towards the conclusion, he says, "Vekayim lano Hashem lokenu sabris vesachesed. Fulfill to us the covenant, the kindness that you've done, that you made with Avram." And then he says, "Mi shanat Avram behar Moriyahu yane etchem yishma bekol tzakatchem hayom hazeh." He who answered Avram on Mount Moriah, he should answer you. The Chazan says to the people, and hear your cry before him, Baruch Ta Hashem Goel Yisrael. So that's not an added prayer. We add an interjection, but really that blessing is part of Shmona Esrei. So blessing number one that he's counting is really one of the Shmona Esrei. We just add an addition before we say that concluding blessing of Goel Yisrael. Ala Shnia, which is really the first added blessing, Hu Omer, then he says, Zichonot, Ata Zocher, he says, of Zichonot, like on Rosh Hashanah. And then towards the conclusion of the blessing, he concludes and says, Mishanat Avoteinu al Yamsuf, he who entered our forefathers by the Sea of Reeds, Hu Yanetchem Yishma Kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh, he'll answer you and hear the voices of your cries on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher HaNishkachot. Blessed are you Hashem, who remembers things that would otherwise be forgotten, and everyone answers Amen, and they blow shofar, right? Trua, tkia, trua, and then they say Ve'yavor Hashem al panav, and they do like slichos.
Is it also between Goel Yisrael and the second?
I don't think so. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, it is. Ala shlishit umer, on the third blessing, he concludes and says Mishanat Yoshua ba'Gilgal, he who answered Joshua in Gilgal when we entered the land of Israel. Hu ya'anetchem, he should answer your prayers. V'yishma kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, and hear the voice of your cries today. Baruch ata Hashem shomea trua, blessed are you Hashem who hears our trua. Remember, this is the shofaros. And again, he blows just like we said earlier. Al arviit, on the fourth blessing, Hu omer, he concludes and says, Mishanat Shmuel b'mitzpah, he who entered Shmuel in the place called Mitzpah. Hu ya'anetchem, v'yishma kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and hear your voices of your whales today. Baruch Hashem Shomet Tzaka, blessed are you Hashem who hears the voices of whales. Al Chamishit Umer, the fifth blessing, he concludes with Mishanat Eliyahu Ve'ar Karmel, Yanetchem Yishma B'kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh, he who answered Eliyahu on Mount Carmel should answer you and hear the voice of your cry on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomet Tfila. Al Hashishit Umer, on the sixth blessing, he says Mishanat Yonam B'me'e Adaga, he who answered Jonah from the innards of the fish, Yanetchem Yishma B'kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh, he should answer you and hear the voice of your cries today. Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'oneh Be'etzara, blessed you Hashem who answers in the time of need. Al Hashviit Umer, on the seventh, which is really the sixth edition, remember we started counting, one was right. Al Hashviit Umer, so on the seventh blessing he says Mishanat David Ve'Shlomo Benobi Yerushalayim, he who answered King David and his son Solomon in Jerusalem. David when there was a famine, Solomon when he anointed the temple, when he began the service in the temple. Hu ya'anetchem v'yishma b'kol tzakatchem, he should answer you and hear your cry ayom hazeh, on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Amrachem al Haaretz, who has compassion over the earth.
So five of the six brachot, we have the nusach Hu ya'anetchem v'yishma b'kol tzakatchem ayom hazeh. Right? It's repeated in every one of the prayers. In every blessing. Right?
I think all seven have this.
Except the Zichur and Shkafot, right?
Show me, which one?
Ah, Uya, Netchem, Nachon, every single one.
All seven. Okay.